All right, joined here by Tony Schumacher, driver of the United States Army Top Fuel Dragster, our Top Fuel winner this weekend, a man who appeared in his 150th Top Fuel final round, and a guy who notched the 301st victory for Don Schumacher Racing, and again, the first recorded back in 1970 by Don himself, who's sitting right here in the front row at the U.S. Nationals. First win for you with Mike Neff as a crew chief. Let's talk a little bit about that, because this car has shown a whole lot of promise this year, and I think you've seen more yourself this year, knowing how good the car was, but it took a little while to put the win together.
Yeah, it did. You know, back at Pomona, we had a great car. We had a winning car, and we broke apart. And then we showed up at another race, and we had electrical fire, and just little things were biting us. And Mike is just chill. You know, anyone that's ever been around Mike, he's just chill. And we joke up in the trailer. We understand the adversity. We knew it was going to take a little time to get it all figured out. And the prep simply took a little longer to figure out. And it's not that easy. It's slippery. You know, here's the thing. We spent 15 years developing clutches that'll take stout racetracks, and building out, adding another disc, and making a car go as fast as you could do under killer conditions. And then we tricked it and said, well, forget all that stuff. Let's slow them down a little bit. And it's difficult for guys that have had one mentality for a long, long time of giving it everything that track will take to back them down and see what we can do. And we understand the reason, and we get it, and the racing's still great, but we have to have some time. And you know, good teams, great teams, get through the adversity. We don't just point fingers and blame. It's just we get it done. We figure it out. We understand that it's going to take some moments to figure it out. But throughout the day, and throughout the weekend, actually even the last weekend, we said, we got a great car. You know, this is getting figured out. We're learning to slip this clutch to the point where it almost doesn't lock up. It just slides, you know, and that's what the clutch was designed for at the very beginning, making all that power and slipping it through there. So we'll get it back. You know, we got great minds in the DSR camp amongst all of them, and they are incredible at sharing technology and incredible at working together. We had guys overworking from Leah's car today just helping us out, you know, and that's what teamwork's about. We would do the same for them. We always have. So I'm proud of Mike, proud of Phil for sticking to their guns, having a game plan, going after it. Mike, today was great. First round, go out there. You know, you spin the tires a little bit, and then the second round, you just, okay, we'll do this. We'll back it down that you don't spin it at all. And then the next round, you do it, and he goes, if we get it right, it's going to run a low 90. And what I like about Mike and Phil the most is that they go out and say, this is what we're going to do. And then when it does what they say it's going to do, whether it went as fast or not, they got a handle on it. You know, a lot of guys we're seeing out there go super fast, and then they go, no idea why. And that's impressive in some levels, but also disconcerting in some levels. You got to know what you're doing. You got to understand what the racetrack will take, what the race car can do, what the driver can do, put it all together to win these races. So we have an amazing team. I'm looking forward to getting it going here. Now, we're a long way off the points leader, but you know, he's been around long enough to watch us. We're real good at the end. Countdown plays into our hands. We'll get this thing figured out, and come the end of the year, we're going to be a dangerous car.
84th career victory, as I mentioned, the 150th final round. Talk a little bit about the fact that you're racing a guy who had never been in the Top Fuel final round. You know, does any of that play into it? And obviously, you know, over the years you've raced for so long, you've had a lot of these moments where, oh, it's the guy's first round win. Does it ever enter your mind when you're in a final going, listen, I don't want to be in the other lane for this guy's first win?
Well, I don't want to be in any lane for anybody's win, right? You know, part of the deal. But, yeah, you know, I talked about it, and I said, oh, gosh, 150th final round, and it's his first. And Mike said, get that out of your mind right now. Do the same thing. Just go up there and have a 60 light and go down the racetrack. Keep it in the middle. Pull the parachutes. You know, they're going to get wins against us. We've been in 150 final rounds. People are going to win some of those rounds, you know. And but that was a long time. We were over a year without a win. And believe me, the only reason I know that is because every time I open the fan guide, it says fewest wins since. And I'm like, I got to put that in there for it, you know. But it's okay. It gets me up on the tire, I guess. You know, I was pumped up. I sure wasn't going to go out there first round. Textbook, when you're running against a car that you should win, you're going to have that 80, 90. You just want to slide down there. But you race in the final round, you have absolutely no reason to have an 80 or 90 light. You just don't. You know, you calm, relax, go in there and do your job. Get that win, because at the end of the day, what you don't want to do is say, we could have had more wins, but I left some on the table. We've always got beaten on, you know, we've had times where we've lost on a whole shot, times where, you know, we've done different things, got outrun, but there's always going to be a reason when you get beat, but we don't minimize that. We do it the best we can every time. Try to be a machine, just replicate over and over again. You know, Salinas knows what I do. He goes up there and watches, and, you know, he knows how I stage. It's his job to know it. It's my job to go in and do what I do, and then we race. I think it was a good, fair race. We had a great car. I was definitely prepared to do my best at that run because he had run very, very close to us. And I know he's an Alan Johnson tuned car. I've had the pleasure of working with him. I know they have a great team over there. And he's been a good leader, so I didn't expect it to be an easy round by any means. So great job for the Army car. I'm proud of him. You know, it's Father's Day. We've had incredible success on Father's Day and incredible success in big moment days. You know, Father's Day, whether it be championship runs, big runs, Indianapolis, these ones that are, they just mean a little bit more. We've been the best at those.
Questions?
Tony, is it a little more? Tony, is it a little more satisfying for you as a driver and the team when the track is a little bit more challenging, like it's been this weekend?
Actually, Mike said he doesn't care if it's four singles. At this point, we've gone long enough. Like, hey, four cars don't show up, I'll take the trophy. You know, like, I always tell kids, you can buy a trophy, and I joke about it. But when it's tricky out, it's always satisfying. When you smoke the tires and have to pedal it as a driver, it's satisfying. But flip that over, we've spent so much time hiring the smartest, best crew chiefs to get down a fast racetrack, to set records and be dominant in that. And right now, you know, we can still go out and win races, but you don't have those record runs. They're not out there where we can throw down. We can figure out how to make the best parts and pieces. We're just trying to figure out how to get from point A to point B. And later on in the season, we'll have gotten much better. Will we ever go back and set records? Not with this condition, not the way it is. But we can go fast, we can win races, and we can win championships, and that's our goal right now. Yep.
Okay, speak about the emotion your father brought to you after you won this event.
He said, been a while. No, not at all. He didn't say anything of the sort. He just came up and said, thank you, you know. But in my mind, I heard, been a while. Because it had been a while. That's it. It's great. You know, we've been doing this a while. We've had lots of ups and downs. Many, many more ups. We've had a great career. We've had a lot of fun. We've built. Dan Olson won a championship. You know, Alan Johnson, Mike Green won championships. And we have a car right now that can go out and at least fight for them with a different crew chief. We've built some great teams. And together, you know, we're just an awesome team, an awesome unit, as are the other six teams. We got a lot of great teams in amongst all the NHRA. So it's always emotional. You know, that was a tough one. You know, we're paid a lot of money to win these races. And we got all the best parts and pieces. So this tracks, it doesn't play into our hands. It plays in a guy with a five-disc clutch. Can slip it down there, and, you know, and we've spent so much time making it extreme. Backing it down is a little more difficult for us. But again, there still has to be a winner. And I talk to kids 200 times a year. It's my job. I work out here for 6 minutes a year in the car, 200 speeches a year to the youth, and I tell them there's one winner. And 15 people will not. Do not kid yourself. This is not easy. Prepare for the battle. Study for the test. The results of the test are going to be much, much better if you're prepared for it. And that's our job, to practice, to go back to the shop, share information, work together, come out and win these races. I wanted a $300 caps design. I think Antron got $200, didn't he? This is ridiculous. I got to wait for $400 now.
He's stealing from you. Huh?
We're still waiting for you to get your face carved in the mountain.
Over I'm in no hurry for that. I don't want to be carved in anything yet. I'm good. Someday, you know, someday if people think that, you know, over the course of time I've done enough as a driver, maybe it'll put my name in something. But for now, I'm just in the middle of it having a good time.
Congratulations. Thank you very much, Tony.
Thank you.